Hello, 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 readers, and welcome back to Storytime with Winter Madison. I am so glad that you guys could join me today on my very special episode of Storytime with Winter Madison, because today we are going to be reading A Day of Pride. Now, I want to wish happy Pride to everyone out there, and if you have this book at home, guys, or on your tablet or on your Kindles, then you can go ahead and grab it. If not, you can certainly just follow along, okay? Now, I hope you guys are ready, and go get your stuffies or anything else that you need, because we're ready to get started. Hello, readers. I hope you guys got everything you needed, because it's time to get started with our book. Once again, we are reading A Day of Pride. All right. Now, in the beginning of this book, there's a very, very special dedication that the author writes, and it reads, "To my parents for loving me unconditionally, to Ori, my love, for walking through life together with me, and to my dearest daughters, Elia and Leary, the greatest pride of my life." That was a very, very special dedication. Once again, this day arrives. The streets are cheering. The city thrives with laughing sun and dancing skies. Chirping birds, the wind complies. All is love. No one's afraid. Welcome to the Pride Parade. It's a wonderful day to gather us all, parents and kids, both big and small, all dancing with flags and open mind, equality for people of every kind. She waits impatiently between the clouds, happy tears welling, she's joyful and proud. Welcome, Miss Rainbow, today is your day. The parade is beginning, please show us the way. Hello, children, how are you? Ready to march? Sing and dance too? Today is a holiday, no time to lose. I color my humanity with all of my hues. With a big smile filled with hope, Miss Rainbow pulls out her kaleidoscope. The city bursts with lights and sound. How beautiful it is! Just look around. The magic of love makes everything pretty, as all types of families fill the city. An excited dad with his son Blair release the balloons into the air. Two mommies are there with daughter Kate. Together, they hang on a family date. Mommy and Daddy, with Bonnie and Sam, joining the crowd, eating PB and jam. Just up the street, Elia and Leary stand there with their dads, not the slightest bit weary. Their popsicles drip, and without fail, Lucy is licking them, wagging her tail. Miss Rainbow sings out, "In our world so small, how wonderful that there's a place for us all. Because everyone deserves to be loved and to love. It's natural and clear, and that's all we dream of." As the celebration continues, the crowd grows a lot, and no one cares that it's sticky and hot. Grandmas and grandpas are marching in lines with purple shirts and glittering signs. "I'm a proud grandma," one sign declares, and grandpas give free hugs for people to share. Across the street, with makeup and wigs, magical queens get ready for gigs. Each of them wears stilettos and colors. They can be what you want. You can watch them for hours. They're fabulous and tall, reaching the sky. The crowd cheers, "You go, girl," with a cry. Miss Rainbow's excited. She's ready at the gate. Tourists are coming. She shouldn't be late. Here's Belle from Brazil and Michelle from Ukraine, Ken from Australia, and Diego from Spain. How excited they are. Just look and see. And if you listen to their advocacy, there's only one message. They say it together. Love is the answer. Spread it forever. Thousands of people are marching with pride. Others are watching it all from the side. Miss Rainbow says, this day is the best. Shortly I'll lay on the beach to rest. All of a sudden, like a curse from the skies, a witch is coming on a bike that flies to make everyone cry. That's all she wants with her mean, evil laughter and cackling taunts to damage the pride. That's all she claims, and everyone knows it's the Dark Witch of Shame. She's scanning the city as fast as she can, and she spots a young kid named Ben. He wears a red hat and purple shoes and a shirt with yellow and orange hues. To join the parade for weeks he had planned, he's excited and shines with a flag in his hand. Uh-oh, readers, what do you think is going to happen? Now, readers, we are going to stop here and we're going to take a very, very brief break. I promise we'll be back, readers, and see what happens with the evil witch of shame. Oh my gosh, let's see what happens with poor Ben. And let's see if we wish really hard, we can probably save Ben so that he can join the Pride Parade. All right, and we'll be right back, readers. Hello, readers, and welcome back. I hope you guys enjoyed that very short break because we are back. Now, when we left, the evil witch of shame, she was around a young kid named Ben. Now, let's see what happens. The wicked witch then comes to attack, throwing shame dust on his head and his back. Your colors are silly. What a mess you are. People like you don't go very far. Shame on you, kiddo. Go back to your mother. There's only one place in this world for one color. Ben feels ashamed. His eyes fill with tears. And deep in his heart, he hurts and fears. But then Miss Rainbow pulls out a bell, Miss Rainbow to save the day, and polishes Ben's clothes with a spell. Listen to your heart, Ben. Take it from me. Everything you want in the world, you can be. Ben is encouraged. The witch rides away. I'll never hide my colors. I'll be okay. Yay. Miss Rainbow to the rescue. She saved Ben. The witch on the bike rides past Riley, out in the crowd, dancing and smiling. Only today, she cut her long hair. Pants she prefers. Dresses are rare. The witch pours out the potion of shame. Look at yourself. Then throws the blame. What kind of girl doesn't wear a dress? And your hair is so short, Riley. You're a mess. Riley feels lost and goes off to the side. Her heart fills with sadness rather than pride. Miss Rainbow then rushes to help Riley's soul. Her comforting hug gets her back on a roll. You are who you are, and that is the key. Don't let anyone tell you what you should be. Riley rejoices with darkness has vanished. She knows she belongs, but the witch is banished. Once again, Miss Rainbow to the rescue, guys. Yay! Miss Rainbow is proud. This day is too fun. Now she can party under the sun. But what's going on, for crying out loud? This joyful city has been covered with clouds. The Witch of Shame is holding a brush and turns to Miss Rainbow's colors to mush. Erases the red, the yellow, the blue, spits on the green and the purple too. Look in the mirror, she sneers and she huffs. Now know that you'll never be enough. No one will love a creature like you. Get out of this city. Your time is now due. Sad and tired, on the verge of despair, Miss Rainbow wonders, will anyone care? I've lost the colors I used to give pride. How will I help people to see what's inside? Uh-oh, readers. Can we save Miss Rainbow? But then, in Miss Rainbow's darkest hour, they come from all corners, restoring her power. Leary and Elia, Kate and Blair, Ben and Adam, Riley and Claire, Bonnie and Sam tag along, and together they start singing a song. Thousands of people hold hands in a chain, and Miss Rainbow's colors burst forth again. Together they manage to bring her back her smile. She got back her joy, her hues, and her style. The witch is silent. She wants to escape. In anger, she finally throws off her cape. And suddenly, surprise! Without her black covers, a light on her own, the witch then discovers. In that moment, she sees that there's no need to hate. With so many colors, the world is just great. I'm sorry, she cries. I've been to blame. And she locks it in the closet, her black cape of shame. From now on, I'm the witch of love. I will be whoever you are. That is the key. Miss Rainbow just gives her a friendly hand. Come with me now. In pride we will stand. Aww. The two rise together above the city. Everyone cheers. They all look so pretty. We are all different, but we're all the same. They call out together in everyone's name. And just as each color casts on light, each of you children shines just right. Love who you are and don't ever hide, because every day is a great day of pride. The end. Now, readers, this was a wonderful, wonderful book, and I hope you guys enjoyed it just as much as I did. Now, at the end of this book, there is a space on here that has where you can put all the things that make you proud. Now, readers, if you've listened to my podcast, what I want you to do is I want you to get a piece of paper or get a piece of construction paper or something, and I want you to write down all the things about yourself that make you proud. Now, you can either give it to somebody that you love or care about, give it to a friend, or you can keep it to yourself in a journal or something like that. Or if you want to share it with me, you can definitely share it with me on Facebook, Winter Madison, or you can share it with me on Twitter, Winter the Author, or on Instagram, Winter the _ author. Now get your parents' help if you want to submit any of your art to me, or for any stories that we ever read, okay? I look forward to seeing all of your submissions and all of the things that make you guys proud, okay? And I am very, very happy that you were able to join me today. And I want to see you next time on Storytime with Winter Madison. Happy reading, guys, and happy pride.